2 days later, Carson, Ty, and Sally found themselves at a crossroads in their journey. They had passed the night in the only hotel of Rock Valley, which stood at the foot of the pass leading to the other side of the mountain range and Fort Laramie. A tall, rough-looking, dark-bearded man, having heard them mention where they were headed, now offered his services as guide for a shorter, though less traveled, trail.
"I know the trail. It'll take 2 days off your travels."
How traveled is it?" Carson questioned shrewdly, wondering if the guide was being honest.
"Well, not many travel it at all. Fact is, not many know of it."
"And why should we follow it instead of the traveled one?"
"It's lots quicker."
"But," the man put in, glancing over at Sally, "you are planning on coming back through here, ain't you?"
Ty spoke up suspiciously.
"Why, the trail is a mite dangerous, especially for a lady. It'd be best if you left her,"
and he nodded in Sally's direction,
"here till you returned."
Ty's eyes narrowed.
"Why?"
was all he asked, but he was roused. What was this man trying to hide? Did he really know a trail, or was it just a trick? And why did he want Sally to stay behind? Having heard what the man said, Sally moved up beside her brother, her eyes flashing at the very idea of being left behind.
"Well,"
the man began, and then hesitated, evidently a little embarrassed by Sally joining the group.
"Like I said, it's rather dangerous. And, well, no offense, ma'am, it ain't safe for one who can't hold his own to defend himself should we be needin' it.
I'll have you know, mister, that I can shoot just as well as you can."
Sally fairly bristled with indignation.
"Well, that ain't all exactly, ma'am," he began, somewhat flustered.
The man's evident hesitation was causing both Ty and Carson doubts about the man's honesty and purpose.
"Then get on with the rest," ordered Carson. "We're wasting time."
"Well, like I said, it's dangerous and ain't well used, but it's quicker.
Oh, yes, 2 whole days quicker. But there's a few places that the trail goes right along the cliff and ain't much more space than a horse with a full load."
"And..."
The man paused, and his eyes became hard.
"There's a mountain lion roaming the trail, larger than any ever seen fore, and meaner than 10 she-bears. I've been trying to kill him for nigh upon 3 years, and I aim to get him, if it's the last thing I do."
Sally turned slightly pale at the mention of a mountain lion. Gladly would she have pleaded then and there to go the other way, even if it took a week longer, had not the man been looking at her with his cold, dark eyes. Was he trying to scare her into remaining in town? Ty wondered the same thing, for his keen eyes and ears thought they detected a cunningly devised tall tale. There might be some truth to it, however, and Ty made a promise to himself that he would find out. Now he only remarked,
"Seems like a mighty rash offer to lead us over this trail with a wildcat so dangerous about."
"Well, I figured on going myself," protested the man indignantly. "But when I knew you were heading that way, I thinks to myself, 'Ben, 3 guns is better than 1. And you might get him that way.' And so I just offered."
"Much obliged,"
Carson grunted.
"Give us time to sleep on it."
"Oh, sure."
The man became suddenly very polite.
"You just talk it over. I reckon you'll figure out I was right about leaving her here till you return."
With that, the man bowed to Sally and strode off down the street with a swagger in his steps.
"Ty, you ain't going to do it, are you? I ain't going to stay here. I'd rather..."
Sally didn't finish, for Ty silenced her.
"Hush, this ain't the place for that."
Let's go, Carson. I reckon I know a skunk when I smell him.